Christian and Ryan from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
nasty little swine. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror. You've seen your future bride, yeah. Yeah, but it's also upset for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting.
It's 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, December the 31st, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Okay, 417, 418 here on WFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, December 31st, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's begin with the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, the Pistons 93, the Spurs 79, the 76ers 107, and the Nuggets 102. Warriors 141, and the Grizzlies 128. The Jazz 104, and the Cavaliers 101. The Hawks 104, and the Trailblazers 89. The Knicks 105, and the Pelicans 103. And the Heat 117, and the Magic 111. Okay, Cavaliers game lost to the Utah Jazz. Just puts everything in perspective. I don't care how good you may be. You're going to have some down days, regardless of what your previous record might be. And being, one of the contending teams from last year and going into this year, everybody has their best game up for you. They don't want to get humiliated, and they want to see how well they can do against, one of the ranked teams. And so, therefore, all of the moaning and groaning that's been going on around here in Boston because the Celtics have not won every single game after their 16-game winning streak came to an end. And they've had some games, they had some portions of, so I only had one blowout. That was the Chicago game that I can recall. But they've had some portions of games where they've played terribly. But they've come back and won a lot of those games. And even the ones that they didn't win, they, gave the other team, they let the other team know they weren't going to lay down and roll over and play dead. And so, therefore, with the Celtics with their 29-10 record, still are in first place in the Atlantic Division. And the Raptors did not play, so they gained a half a game on the Raptors. Three games up on the Raptors. The New York Knicks won, and that makes them 18-18, and they are 10 games back. So, therefore, third place team is 10 games behind us. In all the moaning and groaning, you think we'd fallen into the basement and couldn't get up. Cleveland is 24-12. They trail us as far as wins and losses are concerned. They're in the Central Division, leading the Central Division, a very weak Central Division, by the way. Although Milwaukee's 19-15, Detroit's 19-15. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that, okay, folks, you're a Celtics fan. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the fact that we got a fantastic young team. Enjoy the fact that, hey, our second best scorer played 5 minutes for us this year before he had that gruesome ankle and leg injury. And so, and we've got all these young guys coming along. Jaylen Brown has certainly improved his game over last year. And Jason Tatum has just been awesome for a rookie. And then there's Stice and Baines and Larkin. I mean, and then there's Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier. There aren't too many teams that want to face those guys, you know, when they come off the bench, primarily because of their, you know, tremendous defense. And if their offense improves just a little bit, and that's certainly a possibility, you know, they're going to be a tremendous team coming off the, you know, with a team coming off the bench. When I'm just thinking not too long ago, I said, you know, when Haywood comes back, and there are rumors that he's possibly going to be able to get back by the playoff time, if not even by next year, you know, they're going to have a fearsome bench, because one of the starters, Brown or possibly Tatum, is probably going to go to the bench. Oh, and never even mentioned Marcus Morris, who's been, you know, bugged by a bad knee. Where would we be if he came in, you know, happy and healthy and everything else? That's a 14, 15 points a guy off the bench, or if he starts, or wherever, you know. I'll let Brad Stevens figure that out. But anyway, all I'm saying is, guys, hey, Celtics fan, enjoy the moment. Because I think there are even better things ahead. It's 4:23 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, the last day of the year 2017. December 31st, 2017. Happy New Year's Eve. And let me tell you, it is cold out there. I took my gloves off just for a moment. One glove off for a moment, just so I could put the lock on the car. And getting into the building, it was like, whoa, it is cold out here, folks. We'll be bringing that weather update sometime around 6:30, I believe, on the Sounds of Praise program, which I host as well. And that's coming up right after a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:24 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Thank you.
You have coverage in case that tree in your front yard ends up in your living room. Your seatbelt protects you in the event of an accident.
I got in my first.
Okay, we ready?
Mm-hmm. You go through life being protected in dozens of ways.
Step this way, sir. Can I see your ID? Take the keys and coins out of your pockets, please.
And if you are an investor, your personal safety net includes the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. SIPC is there to return your securities in the unlikely event that your brokerage firm fails. That almost never happens, but you can rest easier knowing that SIPC is there for you if you need it.
For more about SIPC, go to www.sipc.org. That's www.sipc.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. My host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go to, where are we going next? Let's go to college football. A lot of bowl games going on. I won't bother mentioning all the bowl games names by name. But we'll just tell you the scores of what has taken place in some of them recently. Okay, TCU 39, Stanford 37. Michigan State 42, Washington State 17. Oklahoma State 30, Virginia Tech 21. Navy 49, Virginia 7. Ohio State 24, USC 7. Northwestern 24, Kentucky 23. North Carolina State 52, Arizona State 31. Wake Forest 55, Texas A&M 52. New Mexico State 26, Utah State 20. Wisconsin 34, Miami 24. Penn State 35, Washington 28, Iowa State 21, Memphis 20, and Mississippi State 31, Louisville 27. Upcoming bowl games, we have Michigan versus South Carolina, UCF versus Auburn, Notre Dame versus LSU, Georgia versus Oklahoma, and Alabama versus Clemson. Those are the top four teams. And the winners will play off the following week. And I think I got Oklahoma over Georgia. And Clemson over Alabama. And then Clemson over Oklahoma. But that's just off the top of my head because I really don't follow college football like I follow professional football. You know, and so therefore, you know, anything can happen. Just go out and enjoy the games. I guess that's the best thing I can say. 4:33 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. On this Sunday, the final Sunday, the final day in the year 2017. Just looking forward to what is going to take place in 2018. And hopefully be some good things. Okay, stay tuned. I'll be back.
Here's a song that means a lot to me. I hope you enjoy it. Well, I remember... Sorry about that. Let me catch my breath for a second. Well, hold on there.
If you have a chronic cough, wheezing, emphysema, or other trouble breathing, you might actually have something more. COPD. It's the number four cause of death in America. Few people have heard of it, including those who actually have it.
Take it away, Jim.
COPD can be treated. A simple breathing test can help you find out if you have it. So talk to your doctor about COPD. Get the test. Start getting the right treatment.
Thank you very much.
Learn more. Breathe better. Go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, where are we going next? Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins 5 and the Senators zip. The Panthers 2 and the Canadiens zip. The Capitals 5 and New Jersey 2. Blues 3 and the Hurricanes 2. The Predators 3 and the Wild zip. And the Kings 4 and the Canucks 3. When the Celtics were off on their 16-game winning streak, it was easy to say, I guess, well, the teams to watch for the remainder of the winter. Of course, the New England Patriots season ends early, but going into the rest of the winter, the February, March, and then into the early spring, I said, everybody was saying, well, the Celtics are the team to watch. The Bruins seem to be going anywhere. And that's primarily because they had so many new and young players, and it was hard to get a grasp on what they were doing, and they had to get a grasp on what they needed to do. But so far, they've turned things around. And right now, their record is 21-10-6. And they are, let's see, what did Toronto do? The Maple Leafs didn't play, so the Bruins have vaulted into second place with 48 points. Toronto with 47, and Tampa Bay still leads the Atlantic Conference by 8 points over the Bruins. But yeah, they've certainly turned things around recently, and as far as I'm concerned, I guess David Pastrnak would have to be, in my estimation, probably the best scorer on the club. But they've been getting scoring from a lot of different players, and that's made it, I guess, you know, a lot easier for them to improve their game. Because no one, you can't concentrate on one single person because you don't know who's going to do it each and every night. For example, last night in the first period, 8:13 of the first period, Spooner got his second goal of the year on the power play with assists from Backes and Krejci. In the second period at 3:29, Asiari got his fourth goal of the year with assists from Krug and Schaller. I heard that Krug was in the doghouse, but I guess he's come out of the doghouse. At 5:38 of the second period, Spooner got his third goal of the year unassisted, making it 3-0 Bruins. And at 13:39, Krejci got his sixth goal of the year, also on the power play, with assists from Backes and McAvoy. At the end of two periods, Bruins 4, and the Senators zip. And in 1:11 of the third period, Bergeron got his 11th goal of the year on the power play. Again, assists from Krug and Pastrnak. And so, therefore, like I said, the Bruins have been rolling and now in second place. And for all of those who were wondering about the fact that after the Bruins fired Claude Julien, that he got picked up by Montreal. Well, Montreal is struggling. They only have 36 points, and they are in fifth place in the Eastern Conference of the NHL. New Jersey had Washington is now in first place in the Metropolitan. followed by New Jersey. In the Western Conference, Winnipeg, followed by Nashville. And out in the Pacific, Vegas. Surprising. They picked up a lot of good players, I guess, and have been, I guess, the surprise of the NHL thus far, at least to me anyway. It's 4:41 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, December 31st, New Year's Eve edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday when the fans just went off. I wonder what was going on there. Oh, in that Bruins game, Tuukka Rask had 25 saves as opposed to Condon's 29 saves. So the Bruins had more shots on goal, and it always helps to win ball games for you. 4:41 here on WMFO and Metric. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. I'd love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be back. It's 4:45 here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to men's college basketball. Upset right off the bat. Butler unranked defeated Villanova, ranked number one, 101-93. I know that made Brad Stevens' day. Upset Arizona, ranked 17th, defeated Arizona State, ranked number three, 84-78. Duke 100, Florida State 93. Upset Alabama, unranked, defeated Texas A&M, ranked number 5, 79-57. Xavier 77, DePaul 72. Upset UConn, unranked, defeated Wichita State, ranked number 8, 62-33. Yikes. Virginia 59, BC 58. They almost pulled the upset. Upset. This was the weekend of the upsets. Oklahoma, ranked number 12, defeated TCU, ranked number 10, 90-89. North Carolina 73, Wake Forest 69. Purdue 98, Lipscomb 66. How do you spell cupcake? Miami 67. Pittsburgh 53. Upset. Arkansas, who was unranked, defeated Tennessee, ranked number 19, 95-93. That went into overtime. Pardon me. Had a coughing jag there. And the final score, Gonzaga 101, Santa Clara 52. Gonzaga, that's the main reason when Gonzaga comes up into the NCAAs, you know, it's hard to say, okay, let's put all our money on Gonzaga because they play such a weak schedule overall. Anyway, that's it in men's college basketball among the top 25 teams. In ladies' college basketball, only two games, Villanova 63, Providence 55, and upset, unranked Northern Kentucky defeated Green Bay, ranked number 19, not the Packers, 62-54, that's ladies' college basketball. 448 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy Hill, Stanley Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective and what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
The Grand Canyon. Oh, and what a great photo of your granddaughter.
Yeah, that's Katie. She's 10 and she never stops moving.
How did you keep up?
Oh, I couldn't have a few years ago. I had such pain in my legs back then, I was afraid my traveling days were over. When I finally told my doctor about it, I found out I have PAD.
Right. And what is PAD again?
Peripheral arterial disease. Mm. Clogged arteries in the legs. Can really affect your mobility and raise your risk of heart attack and stroke.
How do I know if I'm at risk?
Well, those of us over 50, especially smokers or people with diabetes or heart disease, are at risk. You should talk to your doctor about it. I'm glad I did. Now I'm back where I want to be, on the road again. Look, check this one out. Katie and I climbed this ridge.
Oh.
Take steps to learn about peripheral arterial disease. Talk to your healthcare provider or go to www.aboutpad.org. That's aboutpad.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, it's 4:50 here on WFO in Metro. I'm host Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we are heading into the final regular season week of the National Football League. Where has the time gone? Seems like we just got started. But with all the poor weeks that I had early in the season, that's probably why the season seemed to end so quickly to me. But my last 2 weeks were pretty good. And I'm still using the same formula that I used early in the season. So I guess it was just the teams that were inconsistent. So, I have not received any information from my son. I got an email from him earlier in the week saying that he even had to work on Christmas Day. What a bummer. But he was doing a good job. It was a good cause. And so, therefore, I'm sure Santa Claus took care of him regardless. But he hasn't gotten any other stats out, so I don't know who's who. The last stat we had, he was leading me by 4 points. And I believe Kyle was third. I think I have those stats here. I think Kyle was third. And Bill was fourth. And Kenny was bringing up the rear. As I said, when Kenny had spent those weeks in first place, the atmosphere was just too, the air was just too thin for him. He couldn't handle it. And so he fell back, crashing back down to earth like a satellite. Anyway, I went, let's see if I can recall off the top of my head. I went 15-1 in week 14. What was that, 15? 15-1, and anyway, and I was, what was I? 13-3. So I think I'm 28-4 for the last 2 weeks. Now, if that's good enough to get me into first place, I can't tell because I don't remember what Scott did in those 2 weeks. But anyway, I guess the stats will be coming along very shortly once he gets a chance to catch his breath. But this week's games are coming up. And these week games are going to be a little more difficult to fathom because a lot of teams are resting players because they've already got their position and they aren't going to go any further. Or based upon other games being played today, they may rest their players because the teams they're trying to catch are winning. And so therefore, it's going to be difficult to determine who's going to do what. But anyway, that's the fun of it, I guess. That's why we always say, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet. The gamblers always win. And our records are, I guess, yeah, we're close to, 60-something percent, I guess, with just trying to pick the winners. If you're trying to pick the point spreads, that just makes it that much easier for the gamblers to grab your money. But anyway, here we go. Week 17. I got the Panthers over the Falcons. They both have playoff seeding on the line, but the Panthers have been more consistent recently. I don't know where the Falcons' offense has gone, but they've really fallen off the cliff after losing to us in the playoffs and then losing to us again at the beginning of the year. When I say us, the Patriots. I have the Ravens over the Bengals. Ravens also, because they have playoff seeding on the line, the Bengals have nothing to gain, win, lose, or draw. I got the Ravens over the Bengals. I got the Lions over the Packers. And I heard that they would be resting some of their players, the Lions. I think the Pack has packed it in and are planning their warm weather vacations already. Get out of Green Bay as you possibly can. I had the Colts over the Texans. Jacoby ends the season in style and makes his future paychecks that much bigger. Andrew Luck says he's pain-free, and I'm sure that the Colts will hold on to Jacoby until he becomes a free agent. But, hey, he shows he can play, and so therefore, when free agency comes, there's no although they could, I guess, put him on hold there. But anyway, we'll see what happens. If the longer they do that, the more money he's making, he's still not getting banged up. So he has a bright future. I have the Bills over the Dolphins. I'm taking Taylor Way over Cutler, who's probably heading back to some broadcast booth after he throws his next pick six. I got the Vikings over the Bears. And I heard that the Vikes will be resting some players also. But like the Packers, the Bears are also thinking about some warm weather locations. Chicago has not been kind to them. Actually, Chicago's probably been very kind to them. They just not been kind to Chicago. But anyway, that's the way it goes. I got the Patriots over the Jets. And hopefully we get out in front early. We can rest some key players. I think Harrison, I cannot believe the players in Pittsburgh. Okay, he hasn't played hardly all year. If you haven't heard, the Patriots signed Jim Harrison, who was released by Pittsburgh. Now, the Pittsburgh players got all upset because he's gone now to the New England Patriots. Well, that's what happens. If you release a player, he can go wherever he wants to go. You know, he doesn't have to hang around waiting for you to give him a whatever. And so, therefore, he went to one of their contenders. They may have to go up against him and the Patriots. The Patriots are already beating them with, you know, and hey, they didn't play him in the game. So, therefore, hey, he said, they gave me lip service.